Good morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP. Also welcome for people who join online. Okay, let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful day that you give it to us. Thank you for a time that we can come and sit together and hear your word. We pray that you speak to us this morning, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open our Bible, Luke chapter 1, verse 37. For nothing will be impossible with God. Okay, brothers and sisters, this verse really give us a new power, especially when we face a lot of difficulties in our life. For nothing will be impossible with God. But let me explain it to you. What does this verse mean to us this morning? We know that this verse come from the angel who spoke to Mary. If we read the whole passage, we can know that the angel come to Mary and the angel told Mary that she will give birth. And then Mary said, how come I haven't married? And then the angel told Mary that, okay, God will come upon you and the Holy Spirit will cover you and you will be a mother. Brothers and sisters, these two sentences, it doesn't make sense for Mary. Because from the whole story, never happened a virgin can give birth. And then the second answer that the angel tried to explain it to Mary, the angel said, okay, if you don't understand, look at your sister, Elizabeth. She was pregnant. And then now is about to give birth. Okay. Now Mary have a little bit connection and try to understand. Elizabeth is old lady. And then this old lady can pregnant. Oh, that means God has something to do with Elizabeth. And then finally, brothers and sisters, the angel told Mary, for nothing will be impossible with God. Of course, brothers and sisters, this sentence really a blessing for us. But, and then we try and we hold this sentence to face all our problem. For example, a couple married for 10 years, they don't have children. And then maybe some friend come to them and say, for God, nothing impossible. And they said, no way, I've been married for 10 years, for 15 years, we still don't have kid, don't have children. Or some people have cancer in the last state. And then maybe some friends said, for God, nothing is impossible. No way, I'm about to die. And then another young man come to us. He was dating for 3 times and all broken. And we say, for God, nothing is impossible. And he say, no way. No girl want me. I have tried for 3 times. And then finish with this situation. Or a young man, he worked so hard, but every 3 months, he got fired from the employer. And we say, for God, nothing is impossible. So brothers and sisters, how we digest this first in our life? If God say, for God, if the angel say, for God, nothing impossible, how come my life full with problem? Everything that I try, everything that I do, always end with zero. Yeah. No wonder, brothers and sisters, there are a lot of hopeless in human life. Hopeless, angry, and disappointed. Even when we talk in small community, in the family, we have 4 siblings, for example, or 2 siblings. One very successful, and the other always fail in everything. Yeah, one fly around the world, and another brother, yeah, take tang around Hong Kong from Kennedyton to Shau Kei Wan to find the cheapest transportation because don't have money. Yeah, if we told this guy, for God, nothing impossible, he or she difficult to digest, hopeless, angry, disappointed. That's why, brothers and sisters, if you don't understand the situation and don't understand the meaning of this verse, don't use this verse to encourage other people unless now you understand what does it mean. For God, nothing impossible. Okay. The context, when we read this sentence, is the answer from the angel to the Mary. The angel told Mary, for God, nothing impossible. What is nothing impossible? Number one, nothing impossible if we with God. For sure, we with God. The Bible is the story of nothing impossible. Yeah, from the Exodus, from the kingdom, and then from the book of New Testament, the story of nothing impossible with God. That's number one. Number two, nothing impossible is His plan. His plan to save the world is nothing impossible. How come God can come as a human? For me, this is impossible. But for God, nothing impossible. That's why I try to understand nothing impossible is God's plans. So we can use this verse if we hold God's plan in our life. So what is nothing impossible? Nothing impossible is God's plan. God's plan for human, God's plan for our life. And then finally, to accept this nothing impossible, we need to know how Mary accept it. First 38, Mary said, and Mary said, behold, I'm bond slave of the Lord. May it be done in me according to your word. Mary accept this with humble heart. So what can we learn from this first, brothers and sisters? First of all, there is a relationship between our knowledge about the will of God with nothing impossible. Yeah. There is a relationship. People, usually, they just want to get nothing impossible. But at the same time, they don't have the knowledge of God. People always want, every time I pray, every time I have a problem, I pray, then I get the result. Oh, brothers and sisters, don't too fast, hopeless, angry, and disappointed. Maybe what you ask, what you want, what you need is different with the will of God. Yeah. Let's see one verse from James chapter 4, James 4, verse 3. You ask and do not receive, because you ask with wrong motive, and that you may spend it on your pleasure. You ask, but you get nothing. Yeah. Why? Because everything that you ask is different with God's plan. I have a granddaughter. Yeah, so cute. Yeah. I wish I can see her every day. But the problem is, she stay at Sai Kung. So every time walk up is very difficult for me. It takes 20 minutes going up and going down. This baby, yeah, if asks for some food, I can buy it for her. But her mom and we don't give her any food unless only milk. Why? Because milk is good for her. Other food is not good for her because she's still baby, cannot digest. Yeah. Sometime, yeah, God allow no for us because this is not according to his plan. And then James said, you ask and you get nothing. Why? You ask for your own pleasure. And remember, brothers and sisters, if we read Matthew chapter 4, even you don't ask, the Satan already offer, I give you everything. You just come and follow me. Is it God's will? No, brothers and sisters. No. That's why I said there is a relationship between understanding the will of God with nothing impossible. So, before you ask something nothing impossible, my question is, do you know God's plan? Do you know God's plan in your heart, in your life? If you know, then nothing impossible happen in your life. Why? Let's see the last verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Corinthians okay. Did I write? For as many as are the promises of God is him, there are yes. Therefore also through him in our amen to glory of God through us. Everything through Jesus is yes and amen. Through Jesus, yes and amen. Why I close this message with this first brothers and sister, I want to let you know, in Christ, yes and amen. So, what we need to get nothing impossible, just get in the line in Jesus, then nothing impossible happen in our life. Suppose I prepared this message for last week when I was birthday for 52. Yeah. The first 26 start from baby and then get married. Next week is my 26th anniversary. And then the second 26, yeah, from married till have granddaughter, 26. Now, this is my third 26. I think we'll be finished. Yeah, the third one. The third one means 78. The third 26. If I divide it, this 26 become two parts, then I need to work for 13 years and then retire for another 13 years. Now, for this last 13 years, what is nothing impossible that I want to get from God? So I need to increase my knowledge of the will of God. If I know more the will of God and then I put this will as my will, then nothing impossible in my life. This is regarding personal plan. And then for ministry, nothing impossible. I get this first, I mean the first Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, I get it around 10 years ago when SP invited one preacher and then he prophesied for me and he told me, you keep this first. In Jesus, yes and amen. That's why I keep and then I extend this ministry. Extend this ministry. And then 2 years ago, I start to ask my assistant to write a book. And then today, this is the second book. We write a story about how spin sister and experience God. And then the second plan, we start new foundation. And then from this new foundation in Indonesia, we will start to prepare a free shelter for domestic helper who want to continue study in the city. And then the last plan, I hope I can start to build elderly home. So whenever domestic helper lonely, no family, they can come and stay together. This is my personal plan. And then I ask God, oh yeah, this personal plan is talking about loving people. Then I believe, yes. Yes. If you ask me where the money come from, I don't know. How to start, I don't know. I just know that in Jesus, yes and amen. So, use this first, nothing impossible for your life. You will get it, brothers and sisters. But let me tell you, there is a relationship between understanding God's will with nothing impossible. Don't go nothing impossible without the knowledge of God's will in your life. If you know God's will, then God's will, nothing impossible in your life. Sterling, are you ready? Nothing impossible. Yeah. Okay. Let us try to digest what is nothing impossible for our life. Yeah. But of course, before we ask what is nothing impossible, it's more important for us to know what is God's will for my life. Maybe you say, God, this is impossible. But the Bible told us this morning, nothing impossible. Sterling will lead us in worship this morning. Brothers and sisters, before we enter to community prayer, let's ask ourselves what kind of nothing impossible we search in our life. But more important that, what is God's will in our life? So that when we say, God, this is too big, this is too difficult, and we learn from Mary, as I am a servant, may this happen according your will. For sure, nothing impossible if we do walk in God's plan. Father, thank you to let us know there is a relationship between the knowledge of the will of God and nothing impossible. Maybe we too many times just searching nothing impossible, but we never want to know the will of God. But this morning you remind us the will of God nothing impossible. That's why the most important in our life, to know, to find, and to live according the will of God. Thank you, Father, for this reminding. And we pray, please make clear, let us know what is your will in our life, so we can have a lot of nothing impossible happen when we walk according your will. Thank you, Father. We ask in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time this morning. Pray for people who are in cancer. Nothing impossible. God can do it. Let's bring these all people come to God. Let's pray together. We also pray for people not only in physical condition, but also we pray for spiritual salvation. We pray that God will open their heart to see and to accept Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Also pray for people in infirmities condition. We ask God to heal them one by one. We also pray for member people who have COVID. We pray that God can heal them one by one. And also we pray for frontline medical worker. We pray that God will protect them perfectly. We also bring our brothers and sisters who are looking or seeking better job. We pray that God will prepare the best for them. brothers and sisters, let's pray for mission this morning. We pray for SPSG, for Pastor Sam Kim. We also pray for Indonesia, Spain, Pastor Selamat, and also pray for Philippines, Spill, Pastor Ernie. Pray for the community, pray for the pastor, and also pray for the opportunity to bring gospel for non-believer. Let's pray together. Let's pray for education ministry, for SP Kid, for SP Youth, and for SPU. We pray that we can build next generation. We also pray for all the pastors, brothers and sisters who help this ministry. We pray more people support and put attention for education ministry. Let us also pray for prayer and healing ministry, IP, Matt, The Well, Hart and Christine, and then River for Rachel. We pray for this ministry, ex-member can really experience God, and nothing impossible happen through this ministry. Let us also pray for local outreach ministry and evening outreach, Igape Homi Bridge Recreation and Homi. And thanks God, this season we almost finished Igape ministry and we will start another session. We pray that more people can join to do this outreach ministry. We also pray for pregnant mom. We pray that God will protect mom and baby in the womb. We pray together. And the last, we pray for house church activity. We pray that tonight will be a beautiful night for every house church when members come sharing and growing together. Father, thank you for a good time that we can have fellowship together, and please lead us to know you more, know your will, and then when we run and do your will, we can see that a lot of nothing impossible happen in our life. Thank you, Father, we pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, have a good day, God bless us. Amen.